For more on this, I yield 5 minutes to my good friend from the great state of Texas, Chip Roy.
Gentleman from Texas is recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank the speaker. I thank the gentleman from Pennsylvania. And I can't help but be amused that the gentleman from Massachusetts says that we refuse to come to the table, as if the gentlelady who will soon be the chairwoman of appropriations, Ms. Granger, my colleague from Texas, doesn't want to sit at the table with colleagues on either side of the aisle to come to consensus about how to spend taxpayer dollars, or better stated, how to borrow money we don't have, as if that's actually true. What table is the gentleman referring to? What table does he want us to come sit down and negotiate? It's not this table. I don't have the power to offer an amendment on the floor of the House of Representatives, despite being elected by 750,000 Texans. I don't have the ability or the right to be able to stand up for them and have a debate on the floor of this chamber. Everything the American people is watching right now is a complete sham. It's a fraud. A fraud being perpetrated on the American people right before their eyes, right as we head into Christmas, sitting here on the 23rd of December, when 6 years ago, those boys crossed the Delaware. We were dealing with Valley Forge, or the boys in 1944 sitting in foxholes in Bastogne over Christmas. And we had 18 Republicans who joined with Democrats in the Senate get on their fancy planes and go home, and we're sitting here trying to do the work of the people, not spend money we don't have, not drive up more inflation, not have 7,500 earmarks for $16 billion for pet leftist projects across this country. What you see here on the floor of the House of Representatives should make everybody ashamed. The People's House. Not one amendment has been offered on the floor of this body since May of 2016 in open debate. The gentleman from Massachusetts dares to impugn the character of the Appropriations Chairwoman Kay Granger and those Republicans he says won't sit at the table, when in fact what you see here is a 4,100-page bill cooked up by a handful of people behind closed doors, brought before the Rules Committee with no ability to offer an amendment, no ability to debate, no actual discussion on the People's House floor. And my colleagues on the other side of the aisle know it. And we're spending money we don't have. Go home and sell your projects. Go home and talk about all the pork you're bringing home. But you're destroying the United States of America. Absolutely destroying this body. The American people did not send us here to do that. My colleagues on the other side of the aisle know that. My colleagues on the other side of the aisle know full well that this body is broken, but do not care. $45 billion to Ukraine. Have we had a full debate on Ukraine? Or did we take $45 billion of funding for Ukraine, package it on a $1.7 trillion bill, invite the president of Ukraine to address this body for theatrics heading out for Christmas in order to jam through a big spending Democrat priority bill that the American people resoundingly rejected in November? For 70 years, this body, when we've had a transfer of power in the Senate, we have not done this in a lame duck. Yet that's what my Democrat colleagues are doing. There are consequences to this. You can't go out and talk about inflation and talk about what the American people are feeling right now when they're trying to fill up their tanks with gas, they're trying to have presents for their families, they're trying to pay their bills, and then come here and dump hundreds of billions of dollars into the economy while the Fed's raising interest rates and people can't afford to buy homes and they can't live, and say you're doing the people's work. My colleagues on the other side of the aisle, night before last, were apoplectic that Mike Lee was daring to challenge the idea that we should have a bill that literally prohibits Border Patrol from securing the border. He wanted to try to fix that, try to extend Title 42. My Democrat colleagues rejected it, and I sat here on the floor, and they were more concerned about catching their flights for Christmas, coming to me and saying, we can't be here over Christmas. Well, why the hell not? The American people deserve us to be here over Christmas, actually fighting for them, instead of trying to catch planes while half this body are going to vote by proxy. Half this body's not even going to be here. And they're lying. They're lying on forms saying that they're voting by proxy for COVID, and it's a lie. And half this body's gonna do it, you know it, and it's destroying this country. I'm not gonna just sit here and roll over on this. This is gonna continue. The American people are gonna know precisely what's happening to them by the People's House.
Gentlemen,
I yield back.
Gentlemen.